Good morning, everyone. It's good to gather on this Tuesday for morning prayer, as we have been doing every week in the lockdown, in the latest lockdown, should I say. We're here Tuesday and Wednesday. It's good to gather. Good morning to you, Julia. Good morning, Carol. Good morning, Wendy. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, anyone else who's watching this later in the day. Good morning to anyone on the website. I guess good afternoon if you're watching it later in the day and it's the afternoon. But you are very, very welcome to join us. As I say, we gather in Tuesday and a Thursday during this lockdown to say morning prayer together. No, we're not. Tuesday and a Wednesday. I promise you I'm awake this morning. Tuesday and a Wednesday for prayer. Tuesday we're using Common Worship Service, and a Wednesday we're using some of the Iona liturgy, and just shaking that up and using different ones from the We Worship book, which is wonderful. So yes, it's good that you're here on Tuesday and I'm here on Tuesday. tomorrow morning's morning prayer, and Wednesday it will be pre-recorded later today, and that will go out because I've got somebody coming to fix a window tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and I didn't think we'd fancy morning prayer with any noises going on while they fix the window. So I'm going to pre-record that this afternoon, this afternoon, and that will go out live. Well, it'll go out as live at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. But obviously, I won't be able to interact with you, which is a shame. But it is what it is. Good morning to you, Steve. I know you all know the drill by now. All the words will be on the screen. I'm going to invite you to join me in the yellow and the bold type, and we'll go through the service, and we'll start this day together in prayer. It's a bit overcast at the moment, but I'm hoping it's going to get nice and sunny once again, because it does really give you a spring in your step, or at least it does me, when it's nice weather and it's sunny. Amanda and I went for quite a few nice long walks over the weekend, which was just lovely to get out and feel that spring is on the way. And hopefully this lockdown will be ending soon and we can get back to some sense of normality. Quick reminder now, I'm going to plug it now and I'll plug it at the end. Our Lent course starts tonight at 7:30 on Zoom. If you haven't got any of the details, drop me an email, get in touch with the office. All those details will be up on screen at the end of our time together this morning. So do get in touch if you'd like any of those details. And we're really looking forward to that tonight. Remember When. It's a new course from the Evangelical Alliance. And we'll be doing our first session tonight. So look forward to seeing some of you there. Let's turn our minds to prayer this morning. So we take a moment of silence to still our hearts and our minds and just welcome in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love. According to your judgment, give us life. Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance. As we rejoice in the gift of your saving help, sustain us with your bountiful spirit, and open our eyes to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. So let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Our psalm this morning is Psalm number 50, And as we're used to, I'm going to invite you to join me in the bold and the yellow, which will be the even verses. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Lord, the most mighty God, has spoken and called the world from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not keep silence. Consuming fire goes out before him, and a mighty tempest stirs about him. He calls the heaven above and the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful, who have sealed my covenant with sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, O Israel, for I am God, your God. I will not reprove you for your sacrifices, for your burnt offerings are always before me. I will take no bull out of your house, nor he-goat out of your folds. For all the beasts of the forest are mine, the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and the insect of the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the whole world is mine, and all that fills it. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and fulfill your vows to God Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall honour me. But to the wicked, says God, why do you recite my statutes and take my covenant upon your lips? Since you refuse to be disciplined and have cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, you made friends with him, and you threw in your lot with adulterers. You have loosed your lips for evil, and harnessed your tongue to deceit. You sit and speak evil of your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things have you done, and should I keep silence? Did you think that I am even such a one as yourself? But no, I must reprove you, and set before your eyes the things that you have done. You that forget God, consider this well, lest I tear you apart, and there is none to deliver you. Whoever offers me the sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and to those who keep my way will I show the salvation of God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Our Old Testament reading today is Jeremiah chapter 8, and it's verses 1 through to 15. At that time, declares the Lord, the bones of the kings and officials of Judah, the bones of the priests and prophets, and the bones of the people of Jerusalem will be removed from their graves. They will be exposed to the sun and the moon, and all the stars of the heavens, which they have loved and served, and which they have followed and consulted and worshipped. They will not be gathered up or buried, but will be like refuse lying on the ground. Wherever I banish them, all the survivors of this evil nation will prefer death to life, declares the Lord Almighty. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. When men fall down, do they not get up? When a man turns away, does he not return? Why then have these people turned away? Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit. They refuse to return. I have listened attentively, but they do not say what is right. No one repents of his wickedness, saying, "What have I done?" Each pursues his own course like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. How can you say we are wise, for we have the law of the Lord, when actually the lying pen of the scribes has handled it falsely? The wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped, since they have rejected the word of the Lord. What kind of wisdom do they have? Therefore, I will give their wives to other men, and their fields to new owners. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when they are punished, says the Lord. I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the tree, and their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them. Why are we sitting here? Gather together. Let us flee to the fortified cities and perish there. For the Lord our God has doomed us to perish and given us poisoned water to drink because we have sinned against him. We hoped for peace, but no good has come, for a time of healing, but there was only terror. So we come to our canticle this morning. Full of compassion and mercy and love is God the Most High, the Almighty. Lord Almighty and God of our ancestors, you who made heaven and earth in all their glory, all things tremble with awe at your presence, before your great and mighty power. Immeasurable and unsearchable is your promised mercy, for you are God Most High. You are full of compassion, long-suffering, and very merciful, and you relent at human suffering. O God, according to your great goodness, you have promised forgiveness for repentance to those who have sinned against you. The sins I have committed against you are more in number than the sands of the sea. I am not worthy to look up to the height of heaven because of the multitude of my iniquities. And now I bend the knee of my heart before you, imploring your kindness upon me. I have sinned, O God, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my transgressions. Unworthy as I am, you will save me, according to your great mercy. For all the host of heaven sings your praise, and your glory is for ever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Full of compassion and mercy and love is God the Most High, the Almighty. Our New Testament reading is John chapter 6, verses 52 to 59. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. So we come to our responsory. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. You are the God of my salvation. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I hope all the day long. O my God, in you I trust. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. So we come to the Benedictus this morning, which, as usual, we'll say all together. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. So we come to our prayers this morning. Heavenly Father, as we gather this morning together virtually through technology, we pray that you would be uniting us as a fellowship once again. As we start to look about coming back into your house, as we start to look to go back into the building, we pray, Lord, that as we make that switch back, that it would be safe to do so, and that it would be an opportunity for us all to reconnect with one another in person rather than virtually. We pray for all those who may be feeling anxious about a return to the building. Pray for all those who have got used to and comfortable with online worship and may feel they don't want to come back. Father, we pray that you would help us to navigate these next few weeks and months as things hopefully open up, as we hopefully go back into the building, as we look at our online offerings. Father, may you guide us and help us to make the right decisions for your church. Father, may we not take any decisions without first seeking you, without discerning what you're asking of us. So we pray, come Holy Spirit, Come and fall afresh upon your church. Come and fall afresh upon your disciples. Come and fall afresh on your world. We pray for all those businesses and organisations looking to when they can reopen following the roadmap last week. Pray for all the decisions that they will have to make too, about how they stay safe, but how they reopen. Pray especially for the hub, for the Bird and Bush, for CJ's, for the community shop, for the head shed, for the co-op. For the newsagents, for the beauty salon, for all the businesses and organisations that use any of the facilities within our parade. Pray too for Bushmead Primary and for the Sixth Form College as they look to welcome students and pupils back in. Father, I can't begin to think how much of a logistical exercise that must be. We just pray for your grace. Pray for you to be with all the staff and support staff as they make these decisions and work out what needs to be done. We pray for our government as they prepare to deliver the budget tomorrow and the anxiety that that may raise in people. Pray too for Boris Johnson as he continues to have to make these impossible decisions on what we do and when. Pray for his cabinet and for Cobra. And Father, we do pray that the missing person with the Brazilian variant will be found and can isolate. And we pray against the spread of that new variant around our country. Father, we know that viruses mutate, it's what they do. But we do pray that any mutations would be caught by the vaccines we have or by booster vaccines that may be out in the winter. And we pray that this really is the beginning of the end of this pandemic. Pray for our world, Lord. We thank you that the COVAX scheme has started to deliver vaccines to those countries which are poorer. We pray that that would continue and it would build momentum over the coming weeks and months so that no one in the world will not have the option of receiving a vaccine. Father, we pray for all those countries that no longer make the news, perhaps because it's not COVID related, but all those countries where there is still terror, where there is still war, famine. We do lift them to you this morning, Lord. And even though the media may have forgotten them, we know that you haven't. And we pray too this morning for our brothers and sisters who are persecuted for their faith. For those by perhaps tuning in to Facebook or online, or going to a building, they risk their life. Father, we pray for their protection by the power of your Holy Spirit. Within our own community, our own church community, we pray for our Lent course starting tonight, that it would be an opportunity for us to remember when you have been faithful in the past, so that we can trust you in the future. We pray for all those joining our course this evening, Lord. We pray for good conversation. Pray that the technology would work. And we pray that as we look at your word, that we would see your promises for the future. We pray too for all those named on our church prayer list, all those who have asked of our prayers, all those in need. And we take a moment of silence to name them before you now, Lord. So we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to your mercy and protection. Amen. The Collect for today. Almighty God, from the first fruits of the English nation who turned to Christ, you called your servant Chad to be an evangelist and bishop of his own people. Give us grace so to follow his peaceable nature, humble spirit and prayerful life, that we may truly commend to others the faith which we ourselves profess. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So may God, our Redeemer, show us compassion and love. Amen. And let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning for morning prayer. So we'll be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Facebook. I will have pre-recorded tomorrow morning's service as I've got somebody here to fix a window at 9 o'clock. So I'll pre-record later on today, but that will still go out as though it's live at 9 o'clock. So you can still chat with each other on the comments. And if they've sorted out the window, I'll join you and I'll comment in, even though I'll be on the screen. But that will be pre-recorded, but it will, as I say, it will go out as usual at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we'll be using one of the Iona liturgies tomorrow, which will be lovely. As a reminder, Lent course tonight starts at 7:30 on Zoom. If you haven't got the details or you can't find the link, because we've registered, everybody should have their own link. If you can't find that, let me know. Drop me an email. Give me a ring. Ring the office. All the details will be on the slide in a moment once we've finished. So do let us know. And if you haven't signed up, it's not too late. We can't get a book to you now, but we can certainly email it to you. But you'll be most welcome to join us on our Lent course tonight. We're 4 weeks looking at remembering the faithfulness of God. Remember when God. Remember when Jesus. Remember when the Spirit. And remember when we. So we're looking forward to that tonight. As I say, we'll be back on here tomorrow morning. Just before we go, a reminder, if you are shielding or isolating or need any support due to COVID, then give us a ring on 07-863-461170. We'd be only too happy to help. So do give us a ring and if you need anything at the moment. But thank you for joining me once again. I hope the weather picks up a bit, but if not, I think we'll go out and enjoy the weather while we can. I'm certainly going to go out for a walk, I think, later on today. But God bless, stay safe, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.